NBA. Good afternoon. My name is Mark Mayhew. How are Bailey Murray? He's our producer on the other side of the glass. And as always, you too, 1-815-874-TALK, 874-8255. Congressman Don Manzullo joining us on the phone lines here. First off, Congressman, congratulations on your election victory last
night. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it very much.
Before we go into the main thing here, and I want, you had a unique comment here because everybody's talking about the Republican victories across the nation here. You were saying this wasn't necessarily Republican, although I'm sure it was, but what were people voting on last night?
Well, people were voting on their hearts. People are fed up with a government that's so big and so intrusive, and a government that allows a dictator, called himself a czar in Washington, to arbitrarily decide which automobile dealerships remain open or closed. And, I mean, that type of dictatorial, tyrannical behavior is not indicative of a free America. And people see that as a pattern of depriving us of freedoms, forced insurance, cap and trade, members of Congress, 60 or 70 of whom lost their seats because they disregarded the thoughts and intentions and views of their constituents and voted for government-run health care. And so people are saying, look, we have had enough of representatives who don't represent us. We've had enough of a government that we don't recognize anymore. We've had enough of czars and tyrants who can arbitrarily close down businesses, and they might say, well, you know what, we have too many radio stations in Rockford, let's just close yours. And so it was a victory for the American people. And that being the case, it's certainly not a mandate to the Republicans, but it's a message to the people responsible for that type of governance to say, look at American people don't recognize their country anymore, and they want their freedoms back. Big issue. Huge issue.
211 at 1330 WNTA. One of the things going on, and I know you campaigned on it, a lot of people who have been running for office this time around have been campaigning on it, the issue there is jobs. In the last few weeks, we do have a high unemployment rate, but in the last few weeks we're seeing things like a rail car facility being opened over just a little bit south of us here. Tomorrow, you're part of a vendor fair at the Chicago-Rockford International Airport for GE Aviation Supplier Fair. What's that all about, and what does that mean for you and me?
People getting good-paying jobs should never be reduced to sloganeering at election time. When I was first elected in 1992 and sworn in January of 93, my goal has always been to strengthen the manufacturing sector in this country. Because if you strengthen the manufacturing sector, first of all, those are where the good paid jobs are, and those lead to other opportunities for economic growth. And so I've always worked on that. And three things have just really come to fruition within the past 6 months. The Iger Lab helped start that with John Lundeen, provided the funds to keep it going. Now it's safely tucked into the arms of the Rockford Area Economic Development Council and Rock Valley College, and it's a home to 17 or more tiny companies that are incubating there, and we've developed the world's finest miniature milling machine that brought the only U.S. manufacturer of harmonicas to our city. And then the airport, continued to work on that, especially with the help of Senator Durbin. And I brought in the international terminal in anticipation of bringing in Malév Airlines from Hungary. The Hungarian airline never came, but we got the international terminal. And we continue to build it out in anticipation that if we build it, they will come. Well, Emory Riddle is taking a very hard look at Rockford because of the quality of that airport. And then what you mentioned, the Japanese firm Nippon Shiro is putting in a multi-million dollar facility near the intermodal hub in Rochelle, and I worked on that initially, provided the money for the study and for a lot of improvements around there. And that spawned over 5,000 jobs and about $1.6 billion in private money. So it just takes time, you know, to work through these things. And so what we're doing tomorrow is working with GE Aerospace, which brought manufacturing from Thailand back to the United States, with a good portion of it going to the facility in Rockford. And they're coming in for an event, bringing their Tier 1 suppliers, and have invited companies from the Sauk River Valley, Rock River Valley, and Fox River Valley, which I represent, for the purpose of seeking out small businesses to supply GE Aerospace with product or with services involving things such as machining. And we've got almost 200 people so far, and this is pretty exciting. I mean, this is how we help small businesses get orders from giants like GE Aerospace.
So, before we go any further here, Congressman, where will we stand, say, 2 to 5 years down the road when we have things like GE doing this? We have what's going on in Moshele. We have solar power plant with Wang Chung coming here. I mean, what is this place going to look like in about 3 to 5 years?
Well, Joe, if you add into that mix Embry-Riddle coming, we won't recognize Northern Illinois. It will be transformed. Embry-Riddle's goal is for 1,000 students, but I can tell you right now, that'll be at 5,000 students in 10 years. It will be the centerpiece for Midwest Studies in aviation, but also a center for new types of research in the aerospace industry. I mean, it will be just incredible. So, you know, we just keep on working on everything, and even if you don't know where you're going to be 3 or 5 years down the line, you work hard in anticipation that doing the right plowing, planting the right seed, will somehow down the line produce results that will help out the area.
216 to 1330 WNTA. We're on the line with Congressman Don Manzullo. Again, tomorrow, GE Aviation Supplier Fair will be held at the Chicago-Rockford International Airport. Again, that can help boost the economy, create jobs, et cetera,
right,
et cetera. Yeah.
I don't know if it's too late for companies to get involved. But you can register online if you go to the Rockford Area Economic Development Council, RAEDC, and type that into your Google, then that takes you to the website, and then you'll see where it says GE Supplier Conference. We had a similar conference about 4 months ago, Joel, with Boeing. And Boeing brought in the vice presidents for commercial and for military aircraft. Boeing has identified no less than 60 area manufacturers with whom they want to have further talks in anticipation of inking real live contracts. I'll tell you, Joe, this is exciting. I mean, it's our number one export is aircraft, and the leading edge technologies going on in America today involve aircraft. So the more we do to get involved in manufacturing in that sector, the better it is for the people that live here in Northern Illinois.
A couple questions real quick here before we go further. Congressman, the issue of what happened yesterday in the House, people are talking about either some kind of a cooperation with both parties or gridlock or bipartisanship. What's your take on what's going to happen over the next couple of years?
Well, if you look at the model of Bill Clinton, when the Republicans took over both houses in January of 1995, Clinton could have sat in the White House and been an ideologue and said, I don't like you guys. I'm just going to veto everything that comes my way because I know you don't have the votes to overcome my veto and blah, blah, blah. But he didn't. But Bill Clinton had experience as a governor and executive experience and understands probably better than anybody the absolute importance of being able to work across the aisle on different things. In fact, it was Bill Clinton who signed about 70% of the contract with America, including the most massive overhaul of welfare, the welfare system in America, the Welfare Reform Act. He vetoed it twice, and then he ended up with voting for it on the third pass, and then he took credit for it. But that's okay, because he's responsible, working with a very conservative Republican Congress for reforming that welfare system. And if President Obama could take the cue from President Clinton, he can be effective. He can stay the way he's been the past 2 years and say there's a place at the table, but not really mean that. So we don't know. But we do know this, is that it's very unfortunate that the Democratic leadership in both the House and the Senate punted the extraordinarily important issue of what taxes people are going to be paid. That has really thwarted the recovery, because when especially small business people don't know what their tax rate's going to be, they're going to be frozen in time and space, because they don't know if they should use that money for new equipment or if they're going to use it to give to the government. And I mean, it's that type of leadership that's been lacking that has really kept the recovery from occurring. So, or at least stalled the recovery. Let me put it that way.
Congressman, do you have a time for just a couple calls here?
I really don't, Mark. I've got to be in Rockford for another meeting, and I'm out here on the farm.
Sure.
Between Byron and Leaf River, just getting ready to get in the car and go up there.
All right. Well, Congressman, again, thank you so much for the time. I know I know you probably haven't had much sleep in the last 24 hours.
I didn't go to bed at all last night.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
no, that's okay. It's like an all-nighter in college.
You know? Yeah, I got that right.
Hey, thank
again,
you.
Congressman, thank you so much. Again, Congressman Don Manzullo joining us here at 1330 WNT. Again,